Hey, this is Scott Spears, and we are now kicking off the 6th annual WGH Fruitcake Toss live here from the studios of WGH Talk Radio. It's going to be a night like none other. We have so many people gathered out here tonight. And again, we're broadcasting this event live tonight for the first time in the history of the Fruitcake Toss. So you can listen to this wherever you are in the world at this particular point. We've got a great assemblage of people here tonight who will be throwing the Claxton Fruitcake. We've got a couple big presentations that we're going to do. It's a 1 pound Claxton Fruitcake. The temperature tonight, about 27 degrees. Wind, about 10 miles per hour. So we are good right now. It's the right weather. A little sprinkling of snow out here tonight. Matt Morgan's along with us. Matt, are you ready for the Fruitcake Toss 2025?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be great. There's plenty of people that have showed up, and it's looking like it's going to be a good one.
Looking like it's going to be the event of the season.
Absolutely.
Now, we've got past Fruitcake Toss champions here tonight, and that is going to make this event extra special. Now, we do have a Christmas tree donated by the Y Men here in town that now marks the 70-foot mark during the Fruitcake Toss. Now, this has never been done before, and we will be donating this tree tonight to the homeless shelter on Fairground Street here in Marion, so we're glad to do that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that's a great thing to do with the tree that was gifted to us. So,
absolutely, it's a great thing to do. The Salvation Army's here. They have got hot chocolate. They've got water. They've got coffee. We have the Industrial Channel here with their Buckeye Donuts from Columbus, Ohio. It is going to be a night for certain. Now, the Fruitcake Toss record, I believe, is still 72 feet.
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's going to be a hard one to beat. I mean, that's, 72 foot's a far way to underhand toss a fruitcake.
Now, Terry, we're about to get underway here. What are your thoughts on tonight's big fruitcake toss?
Well, I think there's really no strategy involved. It's just a matter of just sheer luck and just getting it as far as you can throw it.
Sheer luck is Bob. Bob Walsh is here from Columbus, Ohio. Bob, are you ready for fruitcake toss number 6 here?
I am ready. I've been practicing all summer long. I'm ready for this, and it's going to be the highlight of the year. And I feel records will be broken.
You think records are going to be broken tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, there's no wind right now, so we're going to get this underway. Stick with us. We've got some special presentations for some special people here tonight, Upper Crust Society members, and I believe there is going to be an appearance by Santa Claus and maybe the Grinch as the night goes along.
Maybe. Tonight can be full of surprises. I feel it in the air.
I feel it in the air. It's a night to be sure. Matt, do you want to get in your position? Terry, do you want to get in your position? We're not aiming at Matt, but we hope it all goes well. Now, we do have the 1 pound Claxton Fruitcake here, and we are going to have our opening ceremonial toss by former mayor of Marion, Jack Kellogg. 16-year mayor of Marion. Jack Kellogg, everybody. Mayor Kellogg, come on over. Give us the opening ceremonial toss here tonight. Just right over here, Mayor. You're going to be the first guy here tonight. Mayor Kellogg, how you doing tonight? It's good to see you.
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I'm getting old.
But you're doing okay. You're looking good here tonight. We're so glad to have you. And what's your wish for the holiday season?
Just have a good day and be good. Everybody be good and cooperate and be nice.
Sounds wonderful. Mayor Kellogg, step up to the pot here and take your one underhanded toss. Mayor Jack Kellogg here.
Larry Barnett told me how to do this.
Larry Barnett gave him advice. I didn't realize. Here we go. Former Mayor Jack Kellogg. Here we go. I know. There we go. Mayor Kellogg. Very nice throw. Straight down the middle. Mayor Kellogg, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. What is the number, Matt?
35.
35 foot for Mayor Jack Kellogg. Mayor, we're going to come back to you later on. All right, 35 foot for Mayor Jack Kellogg. Now we have County Commissioner Kevin Davidson up first here. You got to follow that, Mayor Kellogg. Current County Commissioner Kevin Davidson. How are you doing tonight? I love your holiday sweater.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, so glad you could come out here for year number 2.
All right. I am ready.
It's a big night. There's a lot of anxiety here, isn't there?
There always is anxiety.
There's anxiety. It's a competition like none other.
I'm ready.
Kevin Davidson, here we go. You can go up there. One underhanded toss. Here we go. There it goes. Height is everything for County Commissioner Kevin Davidson. All right, what's the score, Matt? 30 feet for Kevin Davidson. All right, Frank Gibson from the Industrial Channel is up next here. Frank Gibson from the Industrial Channel. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is an event that will certainly create industry here in Marion, will it not?
I believe so. I mean, I've never heard anything like this, so they should come to see it, huh?
The uniqueness is great. Frank, you can step up here. One underhanded toss. Let's see how it goes. Frank Gibson from the Industrial Channel. Whoa, Frank got it off. Hey, the crowd erupts. Matt, what do we got from Frank? 57 feet for Frank Gibson. Now remember, if you hit the Christmas tree, you get a maple bacon donut. Bob Welsh, you're up next from Columbus, Ohio, the supplier of our plaques. Bob, hold on. Don't get ahead of me here. Bob, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I really can't hold a cake much.
You got here about 45 minutes earlier, and you've just been vibrating since you arrived.
You got to arrive early in these places. Otherwise, you just get crowded out.
The pizza man from Columbus. Here we go. Bob Welsh. All right, Bob. Bob got it out there. Bob got it out. What do we get, Matt? 55 for Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio. How about that? All right. Ken Halloran's up next here. Kent, who's made several appearances with us on WGH Radio. Kent, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Good to have you out here. Have you ever seen an event like this?
No, I have not. This is a first.
This is rarity of rarity.
It is indeed.
All right, Kent, let's see what you got. You right up to the bucket, flat-footed, one underhanded toss. It's got to be flat-footed. Ken Halloran here on WG. Whoa! Wow! Well, you know, we've never had to get insurance before for this event, but we've never had anybody in negative numbers either. I don't think that's ever happened. Kent, you know you did it. It was great. What's the number? It was 8?
I think it was 8.
Okay, we'll go with 8. I don't know about that, though. Holy mackerel. I'm going to stand further away when people throw this thing. All right, next up, Ed Pickett. Ed Pickett from the Y-Men. Now, Ed, by the way, is a past Fruitcake Toss champion, 2022, right, Ed?
Yes, that's right.
What's your secret?
It's all timing.
It's all timing. You donated this tree tonight. Your group, the Y-Men, for the homeless shelter. We thank you for that.
No problem.
Ed Pickett, here we go. A past Fruitcake Toss champion. I'm getting out of the way. We're going to go over here. Ed, you can go up a little. Yeah, there you go. Fruitcake Toss champion 2022. Whoa! The crowd goes wild. Ed got it off. What happened? Matt, what do we got? 68. Wow, the current record is 72. Ed got 68. All right, Aaron Rollins is up next. City Councilman Aaron Rollins. Here we go. How you doing tonight, Aaron?
Good. Glad to be here.
You know, you just won re-election this year. It makes that all look anticlimactic to come out here for this competition, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than this right here.
Perfect. Aaron, let's show them how it's done. Okay. Here we go. Whoa! Aaron hit the electrical wires, I think. Aaron got all height. What do we get? Huh? 34. All right. James Walker up next. James, this year, was the spearhead of the Strongest Town competition that Marion was involved in. James, you were able to do the Strongest Town, but do you have the strongest arm tonight?
You know, that's what we're here to find out, and I'm certainly willing to give it a try.
Let's see that enthusiasm. Now remember, walk up to the line. Yep, you got a cheering section. Go ahead. James Walker, ready to throw this. Whoa. Well, it kind of had a curve on it. A little bit of a curve here at the Fruitcake Toss. All right, Matt, what did we get? 60 for James Walker. By the way, nobody has gotten close to the Christmas tree yet. How about that? Nobody's gotten close to the Christmas tree. All right, up next, we have Miranda McGinnis. Marion City Auditor. Is she out here? Miranda? All right. Miranda may hit the tree. You never know. It could be interesting here. Miranda's going to toss the big fruitcake here. Miranda, how you doing tonight?
Cold. How are you?
I'm cold too, but that's okay. We'll survive. Let's see how it's done. First female in the competition tonight.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go. Marion City Auditor, Miranda McGinnis. Here we go. Let's see how it's done. Whoa! All right. What'd we get, Matt? 43 for Miranda. 43 for Miranda McGinnis. Looks pretty good to me. Glenn Coble, one of our longtime favorites here. Glenn, how you doing? Come to the microphone. How you doing, Glenn? You're aching. Glenn, you 1 year you had a drink here at the Fruitcake Toss. I remember that.
Some young lady gave it to me. I was very happy.
Tonight you'll actually throw straight.
I would like to be drunk right now, but I'm not.
No, Glenn, you don't want to be drunk. Go ahead, Glenn. Show us how it's done. What do we got, Matt, from Glenn Coble? 38 feet for Glenn Coble. Glenn was involved in athletics, I believe, at one point. Now, do we have Martin Watts here tonight? Martin, our deputy auditor here in town. Martin, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you, sir.
So glad you can make it out tonight. Do you think you can pull this off?
I don't know. It's my first attempt.
Your first attempt? Yeah. Let's see how it's done. Let's see how it's done. Martin Watts, here we go. Well, got some height on that one. Got a nice bounce from the Claxton fruitcake. All right, Matt, what did we get for Martin? How much? 58 for Martin. 58 for Martin. All right, now we have Sheriff Bales is up next. Now, he is our 2023 fruitcake toss champion, and I believe holds the record at 72 feet. I think you do. Sheriff Bales, so glad to have you tonight.
Thanks for having me here.
What is the secret to being the record holder, 72 feet for the fruitcake toss?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. I swear back and throw it.
I'll tell you what, we'll see what happens tonight. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you. Sheriff Matt Bales up, getting ready to throw here. Sheriff Bales winding up. There it goes. Well, it got a good roll. I don't know. He might have tied his record. I don't know. Here it comes from Matt. Let's see what Matt got here. 70. Sheriff Bales gets a 70. How about that? All right, Brian Murphy. Another fruitcake toss champion here. 2024 fruitcake toss champion. Brian, you won last year. Glad to have you back. Is this exciting? Is this not hugely exciting?
Brings back my athletic competition days.
You want to win. You could repeat here.
I'm here to win.
70's tough.
70's very. That's further than I threw last year, I believe, so that's going to be tough. Yeah.
Brian Murphy, Marion City School Superintendent. Here we go. Last year's Fruitcake Toss Champion. The blood of competition here. Here he goes. He got height. Whoa! That may be in another zip code. Holy mackerel. By the time Matt gets back here, this might be over. Holy mackerel. He didn't hit the tree, but he got it.
Tree's at about 75. It was past the tree, so we don't have a plate to mark it. 78?
78 feet. A new fruitcake toss record. Holy mackerel. How about that? Tara Dyer. You have to. Somebody's got to go after Marion City Schools board member Tara Dyer. Tara,
hey. I want to thank Terry Klein for nominating me for this honor.
Well, thank you for coming out here tonight. Right up to the bucket there, Tara. Let's see how it's done. 78 feet. How about that? That was something to behold. I know. Go ahead. I won't talk anymore. Go ahead. I was just thinking to myself. There it goes. A good bounce. All right, Matt, what do we got for Tara? 43? By the way, a fun fact, most fruitcake tosses are between 40 and 50 feet. All right, now we've got Naomi Craig. Naomi, come on up. Here we go. How you feeling? Oh, come on. How you feeling?
Okay. I'm feeling cold, and I'm feeling like I'm not going to hit 78 feet, but I'm going to give it a go anyway.
Give it a go.
Hit the tree. Let's see what we get. Let's see what happens here. And the klaxon has not broken yet. Naomi gets it off. Where did we get? 40. All right. All right. I believe Naomi's husband in the competition as well. Here we go. Rob. Well, I didn't know you said Naomi. Said Rob, how you doing tonight?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Let's see how it's done. Rob up here. There we go. Well, there we go. I think that's the closest one to the tree that we've had so far tonight. All right. 65 feet. All right. Way to go. Okay. Let's see. Who do we have next here? Amy. Amy Parker with the peanut butter jelly truck. Amy. Oh, your cheering section's here.
It's a little heavier than a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
It's a little heavier. Let's see how it's done. Amy up to throw the fruitcake. A good roll. A good roll. It's a little bit of a grounder, but that's okay. We appreciate. Matt, where were we at? 25 feet. All right, Caleb. Caleb's up next. Are you ready for this, Caleb? You participated before.
I have. I'm ready to go. I'm for the tree.
Shooting for the tree. Caleb shooting for the tree. Let's see if he gets it. Let's see if Caleb gets to the tree. Well, that wasn't bad at all. Kind of veered off to the right, but a good throw. A good throw nonetheless. It was something like that. What did we end up there with, Matt? 63. Matt, you got to throw. Matt, go ahead and throw. Matt gets a throw off. How much? 55 for Matt. 55 for Matt. All right, the Grinch is here tonight. Come on, Grinch. He's an angry fellow, but we're glad to have him here tonight. The Grinch is... How you doing, Grinch?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
So glad to have you out here tonight. Are you ready for this big fruitcake toss?
I think. This is the first time I've ever done it, so we'll see how it goes.
First time we've ever had a Grinch in the competition. Go ahead. There we go. Whoa! The Grinch gets the height. I think the Grinch wins for the highest throw tonight. Was that distance or height? Definitely height. Or is Santa Claus here? Santa Claus throwing. Jolly old St. Nick. Santa Claus, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to have you out here tonight. Are you ready for Christmas coming up in 2 weeks?
It'll be a busy couple weeks, but we'll be ready.
You'll be ready. Santa Claus is ready to go here at the fruitcake toss. What a toss for Santa. A nice, gentle toss. Very nice. Thank you, Santa. All right. How far did Santa throw, Matt?
About 45.
45 feet. All right. Now, one of our honorees tonight, Bob Bender. Bob, we want you to throw the fruitcake. Bob Bender, a great journalist here in Marion for so many years, teacher at Harding, taught journalism. Bob, good to have you out here tonight.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Bob, have you ever seen anything like this in your broadcasting career?
No, not really.
Well, first time for everything. Bob, throw the fruitcake. Let's see how it's done.
I'll be lucky if it gets 10 feet.
Let's see if we can get 10. Bob throwing the fruitcake. Bob got something here.
Good job, Bob.
It was worth the try.
Worth the try. What did Bob get?
28.
28 feet for Bob. You got more than 10, Bob. All right. Jason. Oh, no. Here we go. Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Good to have you out here tonight. Now, are you excited for the big competition?
Yeah, it's my first time being here, so good. My best shot.
Show us how it's done. Aaron, here we go. A good roll. What did we get there, Matt? 44. All right. Jason Schauber, current city council member, 3rd Ward here in Marion. Jason, do you understand the rules? We want to make sure you understand the rules before we start.
The original rule was the tree was at 70, but tonight it's at 75. So
who told you that?
Your dude, right there.
He doesn't know anything.
It's just like council changing the rules.
File an amendment. Here we go. Jason Schauber, 3rd Ward City Councilman. Right up here. Yep, here. There you go. Right here. Right here. The pot. The pot. All right, Jason Schauber, throw in the fruitcake. Oh, it got caught in the wires. It got caught in the wires. Oh, my goodness. Height. When you go for height, it's trouble. 45 for Jason Schauber tonight, here tonight. All right, who have we not gotten? Who have we not gotten? Two. Dana. Is Dana here? Yeah, Dana. Dana Martin. Dana, how you doing tonight?
Great, thank you.
We're so glad to have you out here tonight.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming out. Just flat-footed, one underhand toss. Here we go, Dana Martin. Dana gets it off. All right, what did Dana get here? 60. 60 for Dana. All right, not bad at all. Now, who has not thrown? Who have we not gotten? Did we get everybody? Larry Barnett has not thrown yet. Larry, you going to give us a throw? Larry Barnett, Major League umpire, one of our favorites here. Larry, it's good to have you out here. Now, have you ever seen anything like this in all your years in baseball?
Never in my life.
Never in your life. What do you think the trick is here tonight?
Well, I'll show you what the trick is. When I umpired and there was a foul ball, I'd just let the catcher throw it back.
Just let the catcher throw it back. That's all you do. Larry, that's what he used to do. There we go. Larry Barnett, former Major League umpire. Apparently, Larry didn't want to run the balls back. All right, some of the kids I know want to participate here. Come on up. Come on up. All right, who do we have? All right, let's see what you got. Give her a throw. Right there. Here we go. Good shot. I liked it. Very nice. 18. Who's next? Come on. Come on. Who do we have here tonight?
Mackenzie.
All right, Mackenzie. Nice shot, Mackenzie. Okay, 15. Who do we have?
Mark.
All right, Mark. Let's see how it's done. Mark got it off. 25. And who do we have?
Maddie.
Maddie, here we go. There we go. Maddie does well. 30 for Maddie. Do we have anybody else who wants to toss it? Come on up. Who do we have?
Gloria.
Go ahead, Gloria. Give her a toss. Way to go. Nice shot, Gloria. Come. All right, here we go. This is heavy-duty stuff here. All right, who do we have?
Ruby.
All right, go right ahead. Give her a throw. There we go. Heavy-duty stuff here. Anybody left? Anybody left here tonight? I think we got it. Well, that's right. I haven't thrown. I'll throw here in a second. The groundhog's here, I see. I know. Come on, groundhog. Holiday. Oh, you got a real fruit. They're in here. He brought the Claxton fruitcake for the winner. Go ahead, groundhog. You got your holidays all mixed up. Here we go.
You woke me up.
I woke you up. It's big time for this. Here goes the groundhog. The groundhog got a nice toss off here tonight. Very, very nice. 42. All right. Well, we're going to do some number tabulating here. Terry's going to tabulate the numbers here and see first, second, third place what we've got here in our winner. But we've got two special presentations here tonight. And Groundhog, come up here for this one, Bob. Bob Welsh, he's a part of this, the Upper Crust Society. This year, we inducted two new members into the Upper Crust Society. Now, in the past, past members include Buckeye Guy, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mary Ann Michaels, former Mayor Jack Kellogg. A lot of great people this year who were our inductees.
You destroyed my secret identity.
I know. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
Major League Baseball umpire Larry Barnett. Hey! Yes. And first news director, WDIF, Bob Bender.
That's right. So are you ready with the presentation? All right. Here we go. Well, here's what... No, you're fine. All right, here we go. We're going to do our presentations now, and the first thing I want to say, Bob Bender is our first Upper Crust Society inductee. Here tonight, we've got two. Now, Bob Bender was one of the greatest news people in the history of Marion, Ohio. Bob was the first news director at WDIF, the original WDIF, back in the 1970s, and when it came to news and knowing what was going on in Marion, nobody knew any better than Bob. He went on to teach a whole new generation of journalism students at Harding High School for many years. He is a classic, and for the lack of local news that we have now, unfortunately, in the media age we live in, I will tell you, Bob always got it right. Bob interviewed people like Bob Hope. Bob did an interview with Nan Britton, Warren Harding's mistress, who produced the first child when nobody else did. Bob always got the interviews, and that's why he is deserving of the Upper Crust Society. Bob Bender.
Thank you, Scott. I am very honored to get this honor.
Well, we're honored to have you, Bob.
Okay, well, that's a whole lot of honor to go around.
There we go. There is your plaque, Bob.
Well, thank you so much. When I was with you a few weeks ago, I had people come up to me and say, hey, I heard that broadcast, and I didn't realize you'd done so many things. I told them, because I couldn't hold a job very long.
Well, I'm glad people heard it, Bob.
I am, too, and I'm appreciative of the fact that people were willing to come out on a frosty night like this.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Bender, one of the great news people in the history of Marion, Ohio. Without question, Bob Bender, one of the all-time greats. Now, our next Upper Crust Society inductee was the youngest Major League umpire ever. He retired at age 54. He was one of the best. 1975, 50 years ago this year, he made a call in a World Series game that unfortunately led to death threats, but he stands by that call. He has always come when I've asked him to do something, including tonight. One of the nicest people that I've ever met. Nobody more deserving of the Upper Crust Society Award than the legendary Major League umpire, Larry Barnett. Larry, thank you, Larry.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be here. Thanks to Marion. This is my home. Prospect's my home, but I love Marion also. And the people here have always been great to be in my family. And the police always protected us well when I got in trouble on TV, so I'm very thankful for that. But, no, it's been an honor. I did 4,183 Major League games in my career, so I had a pretty good career, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
You know, and Larry, for many years, you were just in here a few weeks ago, striving for the Prospect Park, trying to get a levy pass, which I should mention did pass for the Prospect Park. And a big reason for that was Larry Barnett. And for many, many years, you could see Larry mowing that park over there, giving back to the community of Prospect. Certainly a great representation of what community is all about.
Well, one time at the 4th of July, which is a big crowd in the park, one of the stools plugged up in the bathroom, and I'm carrying a plunger across the walkway, and someone yelled at me, hey, Barnett, they finally found that something you can do. So, but no, it's great.
Well, in honor of Larry being here tonight, one thing I did want to do, Larry, we're all going to say, it's Christmas time, but we're all going to do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So are you ready? On the count of three, I want to hear all the singers. One, two, three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back for it's root. Root, root for the
umpires.
Hey, don't win, it's a shame. Boris, one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Hey!
There we go, Larry Barnett. And there's your plaque, Larry.
What you doing? That's really nice. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Stick around for a few minutes, and we'll come back. Thank you, Larry. And wife, Sharon, give us the dirt here while we're what's it like to live with Larry all these years?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's
yeah.
It's a good time. Well, Sean, we're having a great time out here tonight. We're about to learn who the winners are. Are you having a good time?
Having a good time out here.
All right. Hey, Glenn Coble, come over here for a second. Glenn, come on over here. Now, Glenn, you were the member of a singing group at one point, right?
Yeah.
Well, lead us in a couple carols, and then we'll wrap this up tonight.
Oh, that's really rotten of you.
No, we'll do Jingle Bells or something. Everybody know Jingle Bells? Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Okay, we'll do, give me one more, and then we'll, there we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. It is the Christmas season. All right. Terry Tackett, what do we got as far as the fruitcake toss scoring goes tonight?
One, according to what I have, is the superintendent, Mr. Brian Murphy.
All right. Our big winner tonight, new fruitcake toss record, Brian Murphy, superintendent of the Marion City Schools, repeated. Thank you, Brian. All right. Brian, you've done it. You're the only repeat. You now have the record 78 feet. What is the secret?
I guess just bring out my... I try to make myself think I'm young again.
You're doing a good job. We're so glad to have you out tonight. What's new with the Marion City Schools?
Hey, we're doing a lot of great things. Been here 15 months now. Made a lot of progress last school year. We are a 3-star school district for the first time in the history of Marion City Schools. So we didn't expect that progress in year one of our administration, but we have a lot of momentum going, and things are going really well.
Sounds like everything is great. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Who did we have? First runner-up, Terry. Who's the first runner-up? Sheriff Bales is the first runner-up. Sheriff, come on up here. Sheriff Bales. I believe first runner-up last year. Sheriff Bales still doing well.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
So great to have you out here tonight. What's your hope this year for the holiday season for everybody in Marion?
Oh, I hope everybody has a happy holiday and a good new year. And hopefully we can get the city rolling again. And I pray for that every day.
Everything positive.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sheriff. Sheriff Bales here tonight. All right, Terry, who's our second runner-up? Our second runner-up here tonight. Rob, 65-foot Rob. All right. Come have a donut here tonight. Rob, what was your secret first time here tonight?
Not to get hurt.
He didn't get hurt. He did okay. Rob, get your maple bacon donut here tonight. Well, where is it? Did Terry take off? Oh, he's over there. All right. Who's our third runner-up, Terry?
Ed Pickett.
Ed Pickett, former fruitcake toss champion. Ed. All right, Ed. Back. But Ed, back in.
Yes, it's tough to compete against some of these guys. Are pretty good.
It's getting tough. Get your maple bacon donut there from Buckeye Donuts in Columbus. All right. By the way, we have some Buckeye Donuts cookies available for people. The Salvation Army. But somebody from the Salvation Army, come over here for a second. We want to talk to you before our broadcast runs out. Find out what's going on with the Salvation Army this holiday season. How are things going with the Salvation Army?
They're very busy at this time of the year, and so we're very busy.
What are some of the things that the Salvation Army provides for people?
We do food pantry, soup kitchen. We do utility assistance, and we have a lot of our kids programs, which we have a new program, Kids in the Kitchen, which they come in and they learn how to cook, and they make meals, and they get to take those skills home and use them at home.
Wonderful. And what's your name?
My name is Captain Price.
Captain Price, and things going well here in Marion this holiday season. That's very good to hear.
Yes, they're doing great, and we're still working on our Kettle Go and Angel Tree, and so we're very busy, like I said.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you for being here tonight. And Terry Klein, we do want to thank you, the Industrial Club, and Buckeye Donuts for providing the donuts. Thank you for coming out. What inspired you to do this?
I was too hot.
It's too hot. You wanted to come out in the cold?
The boiler was fixed, and it was like a sauna in there.
You said it's too hot. You need to come out and get a little bit of cooler weather going on. All right, Matt, come on over here. This was your third fruitcake toss. Now, Matt, what was the highlight for you tonight? We have about 4 minutes left in the broadcast.
Well, I think I've thrown in 3 fruitcake tosses, and I think I've gotten better. My throw has gotten better each fruitcake toss, so I think that's always what you're looking for.
I mean, that's all you need. That's pretty good. All right. We will see. I'm not sure. But I tell you what, we're going to continue on with the broadcast here tonight. We've got about 4 minutes left. Terry, what did you see tonight?
Some great throws and some not so great throws. But what I loved was everyone in the community coming out. And I'm glad to see that. And I hope everyone can do it next year.
And by the way, it was all a Claxton fruitcake. One Claxton fruitcake we threw tonight. And those things just don't break. They are just something else. Of course we do. They just keep repeating and repeating. Oh, that's right. We got 2 more runners up to get the maple bacon donuts. Who do we got, Terry?
Got Dana.
Dana! Come up and get a maple bacon donut. James Walker, a maple bacon donut. Here we go. Here we go. Get a paper towel. Get a nice maple bacon donut. Yes, James, you too. You too, come on up here. James with a maple bacon donut here.
Hey, you feel big now? Quite, it feels very great, and I mean, there's no better prize than something that contains bacon.
Here you go, a maple bacon donut. It is wonderful. And of course, we thanks the people at Claxton for providing the Claxton fruitcakes. And everybody tonight. Again, the Salvation Army, thanks for coming out. We thank the Y-Men for providing the Christmas tree, which nobody hid here tonight. And we also thank the Industrial Club for the Buckeye Donuts. I did it again. Industrial Channel. I need cue cards or something. Bob Bender, Larry Barnett, everybody here tonight. And our fruitcake toss champion, Brian Murphy, for year number 2. Oh, and Brian, you get a Claxton fruitcake. Aren't you excited? I know. That really tops it off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brian Murphy gets the Claxton Fruitcake Toss champion. All right, we're going to take a picture out here together as we wrap this up. But for us here, Groundhog, are you happy?
I'm so happy. I can go back to sleep now.
You can go back to sleep now. Well, we thank everybody for coming out for the Fruitcake Toss tonight. Stick around for a minute. We're going to get a group picture before we leave so we can put it up on the social media. But we thank everybody who tuned in tonight and everybody who participated in the 2025 Fruitcake Toss from Marion, Ohio, Delaware Avenue, a very cool night. Brian Murphy wins the Fruitcake Toss year number 2. What an event it was for this night. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Everybody have a great night.